Coach Joey Jones from South Alabama with us. Good morning, Coach. Appreciate you being on the air with us today.
Thank you. Glad to be with you guys this morning.
Well, I want to say first off, my first football game at the college level was in Tuscaloosa, and it was Alabama versus Mississippi State in 1984. And on the cover of the program, none other than Joey Jones and Jesse Bendross. How about that? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
You were in tuxedos.
Tuxedo.
Yes, exactly. You were both wearing tuxedos. That was one of my.
I believe me, I donned a tuxedo at that time before that picture. That's for sure.
That was you guys were my favorites coming up. We're stepping back when you played at Alabama and when you were recruited by Coach Bryant to come there, and talk about that experience and then how it has changed now that you're a coach and what you do today. Anything that's similar to the way you were, recruited back in the day.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I wasn't a real highly recruited guy. I think they had an extra scholarship there toward the end and ended up giving me one. And, I never really talked to Coach Bryant during that process, to be honest with you. He was kind of a guy that when I went on the visit, got to talk with him some. And then, of course, got there and everything kind of worked out. But as far as what I've learned from him, he was the most what I call, real man that I've ever been around. I mean, he was just the kind of guy that what you saw is what you got, and he treated you with respect. He was hard on you, and he pushed you, but he treated you with respect, and that's what I admired about him and everybody he saw. I'd observe him talking to, anybody outside the program, whether it be a grandmother or somebody at a bank or at a restaurant. See him, he'd always go walk up, people shake their hands, talk to him. He didn't act like he's better than anybody, and that's what I've always admired about him.
What was the transition like for you and your standpoint as a player when Coach Perkins came in?
Yeah, it was tough, just because we all wanted to be there for Coach Bryant for 4 years, and he told us that, and of course it didn't work out. But then Coach Perkins was great. It was just a tough transition for the first couple of months, and we were seniors and been there with Coach Bryant for 3 years. But then Coach Perkins really grew on us and really, he's a great football coach. And we got to realize that. And nothing he did wrong. It was just the fact that, it was just a change there. But it all really worked out. And he ended up doing very well at Alabama.
You worked your way up through the ranks since you left Tuscaloosa. Of course, you played in the USFL. You did get drafted by the Falcons and then you went along the way of coaching ranks, and we were just looking back at your resume, and Gary pulled up that you coached at Dora, and I guess that was your first. Was that your first job, Dora High School?
That was my first head coaching job. Yep. I went to Briarwood Christian for the first 2 years as assistant coach for Coach Yancey, but after that, I got the Dora job in 1991.
And of course, you had success, a lot of success at Mountain Brook. And then this opportunity for South Alabama comes along, and you basically are the man to come in and start a program. What has that been like? Now you're in your fifth year, and you've transitioned into the FBS brand of play and moved into the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah, it's been great. Overall, obviously, when you start a program, you've got a lot of hurdles and mountains and valleys to climb over and under. But we have really we got a lot better, and it's just been a great process to see. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, we're sitting there trying to put a team together, and didn't even have an office, didn't have a building, didn't have any footballs and those kind of things. And here we are now playing in the highest, highest classification in college football in Division I, and we're competing with guys like West Kentucky and Tulane and so it's kind of a fun deal. It really is to see it all unfold. We obviously got a lot of tough roads ahead, but we're fighting through all of it.
Now, competing and winning at that, it's interesting to go back and look when it all began. Like you say, you had no football program. And a lot of programs like Troy, they had success at the smaller levels, but you come in and just start from scratch. You went the first 2 years, and though the competition's a lot different, you did not lose a game.
Right.
And then, the 6-4 season in 2011. I want to know what how you grade the talent. I mean, how much bigger what is the biggest difference between when you're playing Hargrave like you did your first year at that level, or Huntington College, which is right up the road from us, And then when you finally move up and you get to play an NC State in your first game, first big game, I guess, yeah. NC State.
Right. Yeah, it's the biggest thing you notice is just obviously the depth, and that's what got us last year. We would really fight hard for about the middle of third quarter. It seemed like we just wore down in a lot of games. When we played Arkansas State, who won the league last year, and they only beat us by 7 points. We just couldn't finish. We played Middle Tennessee last year, and they were runner up in the league, and they beat us by 8 points. You just couldn't finish. And so the difference being, this year we've been able to finish a couple of games. You know, we beat Tulane, we finished the game and beat them late, and then Western Kentucky, who's got a great team.
Yeah,
we beat them late. So, not saying we're always going to do that, but that's the difference between those two wins this year. Early in our season, last year we just have more depth. We got more guys that can rotate in and out. Last year we had one guy playing the whole game, and because we didn't have a good backup put in for him, and it just wore us down over the course of the season as well.
Those are two huge conference wins that you've gotten back to back. Things are rolling in the right direction for you to get an off week before Tennessee coming up on the road in Knoxville. What is the biggest win for the program so far? Was it maybe Western Kentucky last week, you think?
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. It was, Bobby Petrino came in here and brought a real good team, and they had beaten Kentucky. And I'll be honest with you, they had 6 turnovers against Tennessee. I know you probably heard about that,
yeah.
But they really outplayed Tennessee as far as just, an every down thing. Their running back averaged 8 yards a carry against Tennessee. And I'm not saying they would have beaten them, but they certainly would have been in the game if they didn't turn it over. And so we thought they were a really good football team, and are, and very well coached, obviously. And, for us to get that win early, in our first year of Division I was big.
You've played against the likes of Tennessee before and Mississippi State, and you got a chance to take your team into Starkville last year, and you get to go to Knoxville. What's it like? What are the differences from the sideline as opposed to being on the field now that you're a coach?
It's a lot more stressful being a coach because you have to worry about 85 players out there on the field, and all when you're playing, you kind of worry about yourself and what you got to do individually, but it's fun. I tell you, those kind of atmospheres is what you look forward to. And that's why you play the game. Go out in front of a crowd like that and an electric atmosphere. It's something our kids had. Now, we went to NC State, like you said. We've gone to Mississippi State, and those are great atmospheres. But Tennessee, I always said, Tennessee and LSU are two places that, as far as going on the road, when I was at Alabama, they were the loudest by far.
What do you see the program, Coach, going? I mean, it's in its early stages at this level, but where can it go? And I know you're obviously in a big conference now in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, first of all, this is a great conference. Sun Belt, I think people realize now how good the Sun Belt is. And of course, one of our goals is to go to a bowl game. That'd be great for our program. Another goal is to win this conference championship, and that's our two goals that we have. People say that's pretty lofty for your first year. It might be. I don't know, but that's our goals. And so we're working towards that. I see us, down the road, my overall goal, down the road, obviously, is to try to make it in the top 25 one day. And that's, again, that's is that a lofty goal? Yes, it is. I can see down the road, you're talking about 10, I don't want to put a limit on 8, 10, 12 years down the road. You never know. And then, but that's when you plan things, when you are making decisions in your program, I want everything to be based off that, not off mediocrity. I want to be the best, and that's what we're going to do.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Joey Jones.